Hey, everybody. This is Winfrey, and welcome to our Monday night conference call simulcast with BBS Radio. And when you hear those little dings, that means there's people coming into our conference call. And we do it this way because we started out doing conference calls before we were on BBS, and that we were creating a group energy on the conference call. So now we take that group energy and we extend it out to everyone that's listening around the world on BBS Radio. And we have a really interesting topic today. And before I go into it, I titled today's talk, How to Go From Here to There. How to Go From Here to There. And I think that on any given day, that's a question that anyone can ask themselves and wonder, what do I do? How do I do it? So I'm going to explore some of the ways that that works. And before I do, I'm going to let some of the people that are checking into the conference call say hello and the name of their city. So, let's see, do we have anyone in California?
Yeah, hi, Wynn, it's Beth from El Segundo.
Hi, Beth. It's so nice to hear your voice on the line.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it's so nice to hear you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. And anyone else?
Oh, Wynn Francis joining in from Concord, California.
Hey, Francis, we still got the energy going. Did you notice?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You feel it?
Absolutely.
Shift. All right. All right. And who else is on the line? That would like
to... Hey, Wynn, this is Mark in Des Moines.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
And who else is on the line?
Now, this is Temperance on the North Shore in Massachusetts.
I'll notice Temperance's beautiful Massachusetts accent.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Except when I say coffee.
That, you said coffee like a Philadelphian, right?
Yeah, like a New Yorker, maybe.
Right.
How are you doing?
You know what? What I do now is whenever someone says, how are you? Every day, people ask me, how are you? Okay? Like, I go out. I hang out in coffee shops. That's where I do work. So people come and say, how are you? I talk to people on the phone. How are you? Now, I know they mean well. They do. But I tend to try to be really honest. So when somebody says, how are you? I feel like, well, I should say, this is going on and that's going on. But, you know, really, I could kind of just be dismissive and say, fine, right? Is that a good answer? Fine? I guess so. Fine, thanks. I usually say, okay, from now on I'm substituting I love you for how are you. And so I'm making people do that when they call me. And you know what? It works. It changes the energy. Do you know that? Every time you say I love you to someone, of course, some people will abuse you if you say that. They'll take advantage of you. But at Temperance?
I love you, Wynn.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else on the line? Okay. There they come. Would like to say your name and your city. And you don't have to. But you could. Okay. All right. Super. Is Terry on the line? Oh, God, I have this abandonment issue on Monday nights. Where's Terry? Okay. So how to go from here to there? Mark, are you on the line? Hey, Mark, are you there? Hello, Mark.
Hello? This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
So the topic tonight is how to go from here to there, okay?
Well, I have trouble with that sometimes. That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? So, Mark, did you get on the line yet?
Yeah, I'm on the line. I have kids in the background, though, so I got to be muted. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I got a question for you, Mark.
Yep, go ahead.
Where are you, and where's the there that you would like to go? You don't have to answer that. I'm putting you on the spot, but I'm using you as an example. So you could say, wait, I don't want to be an example, but if you're open to it, where are you? And, like, if you were going to go from here to there, what's your here and what's your there?
That's an interesting question. In fact, I've been thinking about it for a while now, and I don't know that I have a straight answer.
Okay, say the first thing that comes into your mind without trying to look good to our 50 million listeners. I had to get over it, so... How to go from here to there? Where's your here?
I think right now my here is I work in the corporate world, and I just want to be a helper of people. I like want to be free and go do serve people.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. All right. Now, I volunteered Mark. Maybe I shouldn't volunteer anyone else. Anyone else want to volunteer themselves and say, what's your here and what's your there? We should open up the BBS lines if anyone wants to phone in. Now, if you're already there, you're fine. Temperance, do you have a here or there?
Well, I'm here on the planet Earth, and I would like to see what God is like on some of the other planets.
Here on planet Earth, and you'd like to go there. You'd like to go to some other planets, right? Check them out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Go to a planet that doesn't have reincarnation, so you can always get in and out of it, okay?
That'd be nice. Did you see the moon tonight?
No.
It's full.
Okay, I'll go look.
That's a beautiful planet.
You know what? Some people say the moon is an artificial satellite that was put there by aliens skillion years ago. And that, interestingly enough, the moon, now, this is very approximate. If I was going to talk on this, I really have to see it. But the sun is outgoing light, and the moon is reflected light.
Right.
So the moon is more of the negative because it's reflected light, whereas the sun is radiating light. Isn't that interesting? Astrologically, the moon is receptive and the sun is, you know, radiating. So, but in any case, that's not our topic tonight. Anyone else share something about where they are here and where is there? Okay. Terry?
Okay, Win.
Yeah, who's that?
It's Beth. Hi.
Yes,
I'm going to jump in. I'm not going to the moon. I'm not that ambitious, but I have one. I'd like to see where I'm going to go now that I've achieved a certain level of maturity in my life. You know, when you hit a certain age where you, some people might say you're on the downhill slope, and I think it's more of a positive thing where you suddenly have, well, not suddenly, you've sort of accrued all this wisdom and I'd like to know what I'm going to do next with it. It's kind of like reinventing myself and getting back out there. So that's what's up for me.
So your hair is like you've come to a...
My hair is... I'm home with the kids. I have worked. I've been home for the past couple of years, and now I'm ready to get back out. And this is a very strange time to be getting back out in the job market. You know, and so, and I want it to be something that is a kind of a soul thing instead of just earning money. I want it to be sort of a... I've always tried to be in service, and I've let that being in service take me wherever it would. You know, I was kind of open to everything. Now I'd like to be a little more self-directed and decide what I really want and kind of have affirmations and get out there and do it that way instead of being just going with the flow.
All right.
Does that make any sense? Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for sharing.
Sure.
Okay. And, Joey, do you have a here and there? Hello, Terry.
Okay, my here is Wilshire Boulevard, and I'm going to 600 Moulton.
So you're here and there.
You're breaking up.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
All right, I muted everybody. So if you want to talk, you have to push star 6. And you're here is on Wilshire, and you're there is another physical location, somewhere in Los Angeles. Is that correct? Is that Jerry unmuting? Okay, how do you go from here to there? I just thought I'd just rattle on that topic because it's, I think that it's a topic that anyone could apply to themselves no matter where they are. And I don't sense that the people on our conference line have this particular issue. But I know a lot of people out in the world have this issue, and maybe somebody that's listening on BBS has this issue. So the issue is making judgments, making evaluations. And the way it works is when somebody makes a judgment or an evaluation, now evaluation maybe is not a negative thing, but a judgment is. Because you look at somebody and you find what's wrong with them, and now you lock that in, and you're separated energetically. And if you make enough judgments, I don't think you can see easily the connection directly with the contraction of your consciousness and your judgments. But there is most definitely a huge connection. When you're making judgments, your consciousness is contracted. And so is when you stop making them, things will shift and possibilities will come in. So how do you stop making judgments? Well, I don't think you can. If you have a habit of making judgments, at least for a period of time, you're going to keep making judgments. They're going to come in like a habit. Which the only thing you can work with is how you respond to the judgment. So you have to learn to observe yourself. And observing yourself is one of the most powerful tools in spiritual advancement. Because as soon as you observe yourself, you are now separating yourself from the part of you that's doing the negative thing. And the part of you that's separating yourself starts to build a new space outside of that. And the more it observes it, the stronger the observer gets and the less power the judgment has. So when a judgment comes in, if you do it the worst way, the judgment comes in. Then comes perhaps a feeling of condensation. Or a feeling of self-righteousness, like, they're wrong, I'm right. They do that. It's no good. and then comes maybe contempt in the worst case, and the anger, and or the negative, maybe anger first, and then contempt, but self-righteousness. And self-righteousness automatically separates you. So if you watch yourself and you see the judgment come in, at the moment you see it come in, you can counter it, bypass it, put the light around it, let go of it, and don't let it trigger the self-righteousness, which goes down the line and gets really, that's where it gets locked in. Then you sit in an adversarial consciousness with those people you're judging, and it's held. And when you're doing that, it's very hard to go from here to there, because here is always more judgments, more people that are wrong, more people that are not doing it the way you would do it. So that's one here to there. What's another here to there? Another here to there is finding something in the world that you want to do. Like Beth was saying, she's come to a new place in her life, and she has a new consciousness of sorts. Things she's loving. She goes out and she's very loving and caring, and she wants to do something where, you know, many times in jobs, this is, I think, true with Mark, too, same thing. In a job situation, you are in a job where who you are really doesn't feel present. You're filling a role, but you say, why am I not present? Why am I doing this job and I'm not present? Well, the question is, can you become present in that job, or do you need another job to become present? In truth, whether you're present or not, at least the way I look at it, doesn't matter what the particular job is. It could be a job working in a factory. And when you're present, you're anchoring energy in that space. And when you start anchoring energy in a particular space, it starts changing the vibrations of everything around you and the people around you. And suddenly, somebody responds to that energy, and they look at you in a different way, or they smile in a different way, or they connect. And you never know when that's going to happen. Uh-oh, somebody didn't like this one. So, how do you go to your job and anchor energy? Maybe you just intend that. Wake up in the morning and intend it. Intend to anchor energy. Intend, you know, to expand. Instead of responding to the job environment and the job vibrations, get above it and hold the energy above that and bring energy in. Just, you know, the first way to do this is to have the intention to do it, and then it happens. Or maybe it doesn't happen right away, but it starts the process where it can happen, and eventually, I know I've worked this, and I know Terry's worked this, where you're in a position where everything around you is negative or tough, and you respond to it, and then you're kind of trapped in it. The key is can you not respond to it? Of course, you had a pattern of establishing these relationships with people over time, so you have to become even senior to the very relationships you become familiar with. And I would say one of the most challenging things of how to go from here to there, and this is really, I would say, for me, and maybe if you think about it, it might be true for you, is in every circumstance, you know, in the book it says, find the love in every circumstance, in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Find the love. don't think there's not love there. Now, it may not be love where everyone's embracing. It may not be love where it's reciprocated. But one way or another, if you can find the love, you can expand. You can expand your energy, because in this way of looking at things where we're each in a matrix and how we position ourselves in the matrix, as soon as we have an intention, we can start moving the energy of our matrix, and we can then start connecting the people around us from top down instead of the bottom up. I don't know if you understand that vernacular, from the top down. But say, for example, usually when you come into somebody's field that you know, there is this almost a social demand to engage each other and start talking. And so as soon as that happens, you have locked into a certain energy, and usually it gets boring fairly quickly, depending on who you're with. So from the top down means don't do that. Be in somebody's space without immediately communicating or fulfilling the social obligation of being around them, and hold the energy, the intention, for a higher connection or for a vibrational connection. I just walked out of Ravenheart, which is a coffee shop in Sedona, and I passed this guy, Jim Law. And Jim is a TV producer, a small one, works on independent projects. And when he knows who I am and I know who he is, and when we've seen each other in the past, we've always related to our outward goals. And today, there's a moment, and I had the intention of connecting with him in a different way. It was just an intention, and suddenly it happened. And we started having a deeper conversation and a different kind of acknowledgement. It was very subtle. And I'm aware that these group soul energies are paying attention to me, and they're paying attention to you. If you assume it, you know, one of the things on these lines that I endeavor to create during these calls is to have their energy come in at some point where you can sense it. Now, I can't do this out of my willpower. I just start in on the call and I start talking, but I hold that intention. And I look for opportunities, and I can feel when the energy shifts. And when the energy shifts, we don't start experiencing time in a different way. We move into a certain kind of zone. And as I talk about this, we are actually moving into that zone. Some of you are feeling it. And as we move into this zone, this is the zone of what I would identify as an expanded matrix. It's where your energy is now, my energy is now your energy, where we start becoming one in this moment for this experience. And it happens. Sometimes I think it's not going to happen, but it seems like it always happens. And part of the challenge, or the, how would I say it, the manner of connecting with these energies is to keep coming into circumstances where you feel those energies. It's like tuning your receiver. You keep doing it, you keep doing it, you keep doing it, and eventually it sticks. And then suddenly you'll be somewhere, you'll be talking to someone, and the energy shifts, and you'll feel that it shifts, and they will come in. And what's it mean when they come in? It means that when they come in and you are engaged with another person, the relationship will change. Sometimes people will just go away. They don't want to handle it. But if they don't go away and they hold the energy of that change, you and the person will suddenly have the creation of fellowship, of care, but that's all lower than this higher energy. Why does that happen? Because within this higher energy connection, you and that person are becoming one. Becoming one for a moment. And once you become one with another individual, there's a long-term, lingering relationship that develops that's not based, that's different from other relationships, because it's not based on what you can get out of them and what they can get out of you. It's based on the experience that you went into oneness with them and you came back here, and then you're dealing with lower level stuff and you can deal with it. If you're doing business with them, if it's a romantic potential, it doesn't matter, because you went into that higher energy of oneness and then came back. And that is one way of evolving in a relationship, or getting from here to there. But it's working mostly with intention. And it's also working with remembering how it feels, coming in on this line and remembering how it feels to make that connection with each other on this line. Because then that becomes a new reference point in your memory for something that you may never have experienced before. And the reiteration of it is part of owning it, internalizing it, making it your own, learning how these processes work so that you can work them and not just be passive. Are you on the line, Terry? Hello, Terry. Where did Terry go? She was creating a space today, and I was going to have her give some comments, and she's not here. So maybe we'll just go into the space.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you. What was going on?
Well, I muted myself, but then you muted me, so I was double muted.
I see. Okay. All right. We hear Terry. Are you in a good location?
I need to find a parking lot.
You sound like Superman. Needs to find a phone booth, right? Where's the phone booth? Terry has to find a parking lot to go from mild-mannered secretary to super Elohim translator. Well, okay, let me know when you find a parking lot, and while you're looking for a parking lot, you might push the mute button. Push the mute button on the top of your phone. It's better,
yeah.
Okay?
Right.
You're making a lot of background noise. Okay. So, the thing about creating space and holding space is something anyone can learn how to do. I believe anyone can learn how to do it. You may not be able to channel. And maybe it's not even a good idea to learn how to channel, because, or, you know, if it's your thing to do, some people, it'll happen. I mean, nobody around me said I want to be a channel. It just happened. And I think it happened, you know, in retrospect, it happened because I was holding space. And I didn't even have the language to understand this at that time. But I look at things and I try to figure it out. And I have the idea of holding space, of holding energy, of expanding. And that when I have the intention for that to occur, it may not happen right away. In other words, I couldn't come in on the call and say, I'm holding space right now. I had to go through talking about this and that, whatever. It's almost like I have to get, I don't know if it's the ego or the mind or your mind, it has to get them all pulled together so that it kind of is sneaky, it kind of just sneaks in. I said, oh, there it is. So there's no force on my part. It's a very flowing interchange with no force. And when I approach it that way, it happens, or usually it happens. And now we are in that zone. I'm in that zone. I can feel the presence of me and you and them all being one right now. And as we, when I feel them, it's easy to have them come in and talk to us because we've been brought in their energy into the space. And it's like, whether they talk to us or not, once the energy is in the space, time starts to move differently. It moves in a way that was, you notice that you're stopping. You're not jumping into something. Your mind starts chattering, and you're in the present. And you can feel, I can feel, I don't like to say everyone's experience because maybe not everyone's having this experience, but I can feel a radiant energy in my space. And to me, it feels like it's connecting to you. And so we're creating that space together. And they can enter that space. As the two or more gathered, I am also present. So why that works is because within our human energies, we're compressed. We're all compressed into being below the veil. And when we start to connect with our group energy, our group love, we expand. You and I both. And in that expansion, our energies push through the veil. And when they push through the veil, we become visible and accessible to these group souls, which are on the same side of the veil that we can't see. But they can somehow not, I don't know, see is the right word even, but they can certainly sense when our energies push through the veil and they can connect with us. And when that starts to happen, it seems like it doesn't matter what I say. It's like, as long as I have the, for that to continue, it seems to go on and on and on and on. And that, I'm no longer trying to entertain you or keep your attention. Your attention is just present. And that is something that I believe that any of you can learn how to do. And it's, when you start doing it, not only does it feel good, it also is very healing for everybody concerned. It's healing for you, it's healing for who you're around, and it's healing for the planet in general. And so, I'm in the zone. Now, I wonder if when people listen to the archives of this, if they go with it, if they move into the zone tracking me. I think they probably do. if any of you are listening to archives or listening to this tape after it's released on MP3 and you're not here presently, please send me an email because I'd like to track how this works. Because our sources say it works that way. They say, since there's no time, then when you start operating out of time and you meet other energies out of time, then it doesn't matter. So this energy should be present on the audio of this particular call when it's sent out as an archive. And Terry, are you in a parking lot yet? Terry, are you in a parking
lot? I'm parked on the street, but I'm parked across from a hospital.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe this day. I was trying to find a parking lot without graffiti. But I'm at Temple and Downey Gray. So I'm pulled over to the side.
Does it feel like a safe location?
It's the hospital feels safe. There's a lot of traffic going by.
Mm-hmm.
There's a market up ahead. Let me try that.
Okay. For those of you who are listening on BBS and perhaps never listened to us before, Terry is one of those people who was channeling the Elohim. And if you've read my book or heard my story, Questions and Answers with the Elohim, or Conversations with My Girlfriend.com, she brought through some really, really amazing understanding of how other realms connect with this realm, and directly from a source in another realm. And she still has a job as a legal secretary in Los Angeles. So when we do these calls, oftentimes we interface and include some lines and some conversation, and she gets off from work and she has to go to a parking lot because by the time she gets home, the show's over. So, how much time we have? 6:34.
Okay, I'm in a parking lot.
And are you in a comfortable place?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you feel the energy?
Yeah.
You do. You see, Terry is a channel, and actually, in all the time we've done this, she's learned to hold the energy. And I really didn't understand that I was doing this. It took me a while to figure out why they were talking to me, and why when people would go away and they weren't around me, they couldn't talk to them. Well, it has to do with the energy. It has to do with bringing in the hologram. I'm not really a channel, but I can hold the energy. And that means that, you know, there's all these different dimensions and realms, and I'm able to, through intent, and probably through having done it in past lives, hold the projection of energy through the realms, so they can attach to that and manifest in this realm, and that it feels like love light energy in this realm. That's the way they describe it, and that's the way I sense it. And I can't do this when I'm by myself, not hardly to the extent that we do it in a group. So it's, for me, and I don't know if this is true for everyone, but for me, the group creates the focused hologram to keep the energy going. And even when we're thousands of miles apart, which we are, we have that energy flowing through all of us. And it comes back to me, and I can feel it, and you can feel it. So, we're talking about how to go from here to there And if people will address it, that's probably one of the more repetitive questions in life, because everyone has some, most people, I won't say everyone, most people have somewhere they'd like to be or manifest their job. It's other than what they're doing right now. And yet, it's being in the, do you notice as I talk about this and bringing the energy in, you're all moving and closer to the now. Your minds are stopping to chatter. There's a peacefulness to it. And on top of this energy, we will let them say hello. And remember, as far as my understanding, the energy that you're feeling actually is them as they project into this realm. So I'll call in the light and he'll make some comments about the topic of our conversation. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We now see ourselves in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and to the center of the earth. And we will leave a space now. Before we do it, you know what? I didn't start the tape recorder. So let me start it.
Please enter your subscriber PIN followed by the pound sign. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
Okay, we're being recorded. Actually, if you're on the Spirit Channel, we'll download the whole thing, so you'll have the whole beginning talk. But if you notice, it's like a lot of times the first 15 or 20 minutes is just trying to anchor the energies, get it together. And then the energy strikes and hits, and it's a whole different ball game. So if you're listening to just this part of the tape, we've already gone through our 20 minutes of bringing energies together. We just called in the light, and we're talking about how to go here to there. How, what does a person do to get from where they don't want to be to where they want to be? I'm turning it over to you, Terry.
Oh, all right.
That's why that pause was there.
I thought, where did you go? All right, give me a minute. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We look at a conundrum. We look at a steaming concept that is impossible. And from a linear point of view, it is impossible. Each person is unique, and there is no one person exactly like another person. So if this is true, how can people be one and be united? When we look at it from a nonlinear point of view, and we have each individual being a unique individual that expresses his own creative Spirit freely. He can be one with his fellows in a non-linear way, in accepting, sharing, being one with the ideas of the other person. In other words, allowing the other individual to be his unique self. And then when judgments come in, one stops the energy flow and tends to lock down the space and not progress on the issue. The question of going from here to there is a question within the third dimension. It is an issue which we do not look at in the same manner that one in the third density would. As we are able to share both points at the same time and to encompass it all, which leads us back to experience of oneness while encompassing all. Those are our opening comments. Do you have questions?
Well, what do humans do when they're all frustrated with their life and they feel there's something more, but they're stuck? How do they approach, you know, from your side, from your counsel, what does a human do to make that transition, whether it's to... Let's suppose they want to expand and connect with you. Let's suppose they want to have spiritual friends in their life, and they don't. And let's suppose they feel alienated and alone, and everything just bounces off, and they're disconnected. What's the means, the different ways that a human can shift those things around so that they can actually experience, if they can, a there that would match the vision of what the way they'd like things to be as opposed to the way they are?
Well, to get stuck, judgment, stuck, beliefs of not being able to progress, it is like the analogy of an individual on a tricycle with the front wheel stuck in a certain direction, and the tricycle goes round and round and round and round. And in a similar manner, this person will re-experience over and over the results of the directions where he has tacked down the map and is not allowing himself to in other expansive directions and to take in account other actions which will bring him into a more expansive space. As one is stuck, they experience the walls around them of the stuckness, and if they were to expand their direction out past those walls, then they could try something else instead of trying to make the old path work. As they move on their old path, they expect to experience new results. Now, one may have breakthroughs if there is some new knowledge or some positive apex the team may reach in the work. But if they still are trying to move into the same direction with the same solutions, they will bring to themselves the same result. Does that shed any light on it?
I think it sheds light, but I think, like, I'm trying to, like, look at a specific action someone can take. Like, for example, I know this is true, that people have beliefs, and it's not easy to be in this realm and not have beliefs. And there is a connection between your beliefs and your matrix. So, your beliefs, you might explain this better than I can, but your beliefs create a kind of a boundary to your matrix. Like what you think is possible, what you think is true, what you think about everything, is all creating maybe holographic space moving around. And so, how would a person move through their beliefs into a more expanded space?
This would depend to some degree on what their beliefs are and how they interface with the world. Do you have an example?
Okay, well, let's suppose someone is, I'll give you two examples. Somebody is very religious. You know, religion for many people is a belief system. Let's suppose someone has the belief, maybe I'm going to go to too many, that everything is love and we all have to love each other and everything will improve. That's a belief. You know, try those two out and see what we come up with.
That is one belief you're talking about, that the individual loves everybody and thinks that everything will get better. Is that correct?
Yeah. Do that one before you do religion. I mean, you know, like there's a lot of particularly New Age people that think everything is love. We just have to be loving. We have to connect with spirit. And yet it looks to me when I hear it that it falls into the realm to a certain degree of belief. They believe it works that way.
If they do not have any counter intention within, then they look out on the world with love and much love will come to them. If they encounter an individual who keeps putting them down and suppressing them, like, for instance, on the job, then they have to reevaluate that there are some individuals that cannot effectively be related to by love. However, it gets more complicated in that one may love, but out of that love have a different way of acting depending upon the acceptability level of the individual, as one does not want to exceed what the individual believes is acceptable. For instance, if that person's boss is a mean boss, then the boss may be more effectively interacted with at a different level of, say, sarcasm. And if you'll notice some reactions between people where it's sarcastic, for instance, between some attorneys, that seems to be their top level of love. So there are different forms of love and interfacing. One would do better to observe the individual that one is working with and see what their acceptability level is, and then work with them within that level and themselves a greater range of emotions they can express, the more open they are toward establishing communication, as some people can not understand communication from a very high level of love light, but their reality level is more of a lower level back and forth banter. One, even though one is encountering an individual where they cannot, and the highest level of love light, if they maintain that as a background and then can move into the other arena of emotion, stand a better chance of connection. And again, in this example, the individual has a wider range of emotion, a wider ability to move with the surroundings.
Excuse me, I just looked at the time, and it's time to go off from BBS. So
okay.
We haven't gotten off yet. I'd like to say goodbye to everyone that's listening. And if you're interested in following up, if we're still on, messageaday.net, www.messageaday.net. And you can continue with your answer for those people that are still on.